The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Wednesday, not a Tuesday. But still, it's time for the rookie report. This week and next week, we're going to be checking in on some of the rookies who we haven't talked about, starting with lottery picks who haven't gotten much run. Let's get right into it. Drop that motherfucking beat. It should be Rihanna. Just really haven't gotten there in terms of impressing us. We've spent a lot of time talking about the deep talent in the 2023 draft, but I thought we'd check in on the first rounders who haven't quite panned out yet. It's pretty cool, by the way, that the first seven picks of the draft have all made an impact. Victor Wembanyama, of course, Chet, they're at the top of the rookie of the year race. Brandon Miller, who I apologized to last episode. Scoot Henderson, who people are throwing shade at, but I think he's been very impactful. The Thompson twins and Bilal Coulibaly, that's a solid-ass top seven. But there are some lottery picks who haven't had a chance to shine yet. So let's check in on them, see what's happening, why they're not getting shine, why they're not getting run, etc. Let's talk about Jairus Walker. Jairus Walker was picked up by Indiana in the eighth spot, even though they had the seventh pick, because I think the Wizards ended up moving up to get Bilal and then traded with Indiana. He's only played in 18 games. He's averaged less than 10 minutes per game. So it's kind of not enough to tell us what we have in him. But there are very encouraging signs. Per 36 is 15-6-4. That would look nice in a box score. But for me, it's his defense. His steals, two steals, one block per game. Three stocks per 36. That's what the Pacers really need. He's been told that he went to the G League so that he could get additional reps and not to feel bad about that, because eventually this is going to be his team. They're not looking to trade him. They're not looking to move him. They just want him to develop as this team continues to grow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's played less than 12 minutes in the last 15 games. The Pacers are going to be tightening the rotation down the stretch. So I don't think we're going to know what Jairus Walker is for another year. But I tell you what, he was really good in the summer league. I cannot wait to see what they have in him. Also, the Jazz took Taylor Hendricks with the 9th pick. For most of the season, Taylor Hendricks has been on a milk carton, largely because other people were in front of him in the rotation, a.k.a. Kelly Olynyk. He has been the Amelia Earhart of draft picks this year. However, when the Jazz moved the dead weight at the deadline, Will Hardy said that Hendricks was going to play every game possible. And Will Hardy has delivered on his promise. Over the 6 games, he's averaged 20 minutes. And although his stat line isn't impressive, 6-5-1, he's been a -1 on average, which really isn't bad for a baby deer learning to run. So we're going to check in with Taylor Hendricks at the end of the season to see how he's progressed. Let's talk about Jet Howard, who goes to the Magic at 11. The season has been very strange for Jet Howard. I don't think the Magic even anticipated that Jalen Suggs was going to break out like he has. Jalen Suggs has been incredible. A lot of his planned minutes just poof, disappear, especially as fellow lottery pick Anthony Black's immediately gelled, or like pretty immediately gelled with Suggs. He played just 13 games and 4 minutes on average when he sees the floor. With the backlog of guards in Orlando, I don't know that there's a future of them there. Maybe somebody wants to try and snag him because he's big, he's athletic, and he's the type of prototypical guard that the NBA is moving towards right now versus away. We haven't talked a ton about Grady Dick, who Toronto took in the 12th spot, but we did talk to Raptors beat reporter Samson Folk about him, and the impression that I got 6 weeks ago was that Grady Dick is a work in progress. Between November 22nd and January 22nd, Grady Dick didn't see the floor. He has had some injury issues as well, but now he's in the rotation, and over the past 15 games, he's averaging 9-3-1, but his shooting splits are great. 50, 43, and 80, and that is what most people thought that he would be doing all year. Defensively, cone. He's getting the kind of minutes, though, that we would expect him to get. He needs to develop in that defensive manner, especially on a Raptors team that cares about that. But he could very well be a starter in Toronto next year. And finally, at the tail end of the lottery, at 15, Kobe Bufkin went to Atlanta. No player in the lottery has played less than Kobe Bufkin, 6 total games. A lot of people were high on Kobe Bufkin, myself included, Michigan product. However, the Hawks called him up from the G League a week ago, and he's played 3 games since, averaging 10 minutes per game. And with Trae Young Lee out at least a month, probably for the season, I expect Bufkin to get a little additional run, and we will have at least some idea of what we're looking at here with him. Next week, we'll check in on some rookies that we haven't talked about in the back half of the first round. That's all the time that we have for this mini episode of the Heat Check. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode, and check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop unexpectedly, like a Miss Peaches video for you on your For You page. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check all season long. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell all your friends, all of them. Even that DoorDash driver who unexpectedly just stops a half mile away from your house and sits there parked for 20 minutes while your food gets cold. Tell him, hey, what the fuck? You can finish the podcast anytime. Get me my food. And follow us on social at this Heat Check. And just to click on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.